Chuck Uvarley.
Mike Papa.
And Lindy.
And welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend You? No little jokes coming in today. We weren't really farting around before the show, so.
No.
We were just, but I was thanking the federal government. That you'll never hear me say that too often.
Thanking them?
Yeah. For giving me my free tax stamp or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just dressed up my SBR.
Yeah. Well, you know, the logic behind that is you shouldn't have to have permission to do that. But since they offered the free tax stamps for the pistols, you know what? Might as well, because now you can dress it up however you want.
Yep.
And
that's exactly what I did.
Yep. So it is what it is. America.
Yeah. So speaking of America, what do you guys want to talk about first? You want to talk about the Trump indictment, or you want to talk about Maui?
Well, I don't care either way. Maui is going to be a crap storm, and it's going to come back and bite the Democrats in the ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a lady listen to this lady. I found this clip this morning. Just listen to this lady.
So why aren't you taking care of what you claim to be in charge of, rather than sending out all these funds and whatever else you guys are sending to Ukraine or anywhere? Take care of here first. You know, this, I don't see why any president wouldn't step up and take care of what's part of their, you know, territory. I think it's a stupid move on his part. You know, Biden, yeah, he's an idiot. Sorry.
And Hawaii's been mainly a Democrat stronghold.
Yeah, they're saying that this person says that the Democrats lost Hawaii for good.
You know, well, so.
Well, it all depends on who they give that land to, and, you know, what rich fuckers.
Okay, so that's the thing.
They're allowed to build on that land.
So they've been trying to get that land for a while, and the owners weren't selling.
Right.
So that's the conspiracy theory, is that they let it burn, and now the governor of the state said, well, the state's just going to take it over, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's already people trying to offer money. I mean, the vultures are circling.
Yeah, I saw a clip, and I don't know if I saved it, where a lady said that, or she was calling them, I forget, but yeah, there's people already making phone calls trying to buy the land, like, do land grabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, they haven't even finished recovery efforts yet. They're still missing over 1,000 people that have no idea where they're at.
Dude, yeah, and, okay, let's talk about that one. It's not that big of an island. 1,000 people, if they're not there and they haven't reached out to you by now, you know exactly where they're at.
Mm-hmm. You just got to find the remains.
Yeah.
But here, so you have Joe Biden on his official account,
mm-hmm.
You know, of course, everyone, the conspiracy is that it was a direct energy weapon that started the fire, but I think it was the power lines. There's more video of power lines starting the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the power company, just like California power companies, knew that their electrical lines were a fire risk, especially since the environmentalists aren't allowing them to, you know, thin the brush and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an unkept wilderness out there on Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dry underbrush because it's, you know, water is a scarce resource out there. And we'll get into that here in a second, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the fire lines start the fire. And then, of course, Biden, you know, we're laser focused on providing aid. We're going to send $700 per household.
Yeah. They already did, didn't they?
What, send the money?
Yeah, I thought, didn't they send them $700 already?
Oh, I don't know if they sent it or not, but $700 per household, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what will $700 get you?
Nothing. Yeah, because a lady was saying that in Hawaii, because it's, you know,
everything has to be brought in.
Yeah, so it's isolated and everything has to be, so everything costs a little bit more. She goes, $700 might get you one trip to the store.
Yeah. Maybe two.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right? Depends on what you buy.
Yeah.
These people just lost everything. Here's $700, you know?
Yeah.
And then of course, at the same day, they're sending Ukraine another, what, $2 billion or $1.2 billion or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, And then, of course, Ukrainians, there's a report that came out that senior Ukrainian officials are taking this U.S. aid money and purchasing luxury homes and cars in Spain.
Really?
Yeah. I'll see if I can find that one. But.
Really? And then, did you see, I saw where Zelensky was, like, doing the bad children thing about the people dancing on the beaches and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's making him look bad because he's sitting there begging for money in this war.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out there fucking partying it up.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and you look at some of the cities in Ukraine right now in the middle of the war zone, and they look better than San Francisco, better than L.A. And
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't save that lady. But yeah, you know, it's one of those videos that they're putting out, that the people are putting out on their own.
Yeah.
Because here, this is kind of a long clip, but this is what the government in Hawaii and probably our federal government are telling Hawaiians. This, I could not believe this when I heard this morning. Listen.
Doing reporting through social media is idiotic. Don't use social media. Do not rely on people who fancy themselves as influencers. The word influencer, right off the bat, suggests that they want to influence you.
Get off your phone. Get off your tablet.
Thinking about ways for the state to acquire that land.
Right now, Pete, I can tell you that, to my knowledge, we here at Fox are the only national media in West Maui. West Maui is isolated physically and in terms of information from the rest of the world.
Yeah, but they're telling these people to stop putting these videos out there. Stop.
Yeah, because it's making them look bad.
Well, yeah, where's the military? There's no military there.
I've seen news reports of the National Guard going through and helping search and recovery efforts. I recognize the patch. It was the 29th Infantry patch,
mm-hmm.
only because mm-hmm. of my time in the Arizona Guard. We have one of our units here that is a sister unit to the Hawaii National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
So I recognize the unit insignia. They're out there, but right now you know. They haven't, like I said a minute ago, they haven't even finished recovering the bodies yet. They're still conducting a search. They haven't even finished searching the area. But this governor is saying, don't use. Why? Why can't people report on what they're seeing?
Yeah, why can't they?
Right? You want us to trust the government? The government is misinformation.
Yeah, no one's ever going to trust government
again. After COVID again. No, yeah, we got to get into that here.
Yeah, because there's all these rumblings of
another lockdown, a mask mandate. Yeah, fuck you. I won't comply.
I won't either.
But so you have one guy, the head of the Hawaii National Guard Emergency Response, who had to step down to resign for health reasons, air quotes.
Yeah, this guy here.
Do you regret not sounding the sirens?
I do not. And the reason why.
So many people said they could have been saved if they had time to escape. Had a siren gone off, they would have known that there was a crisis emerging, and as we know, so many bodies were found in the ground as the flames caught their heels.
Do you want him to give you the answer?
The sirens, as I mentioned earlier, is used primarily for tsunamis, and that's the reason why many of them are found, almost all of them are found, on the coastline. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. Had we sounded the siren that night, we were afraid that people would have gone malka.
Okay,
so what he says, it has a little validity to it.
It does, but it's at night, and you're not going to see the fire.
True, but here's the other thing.
Yeah, let me go towards that fire up there.
Here's the other thing. Okay, yeah. So what he said has a little validity. If if that's what they're primarily used for, and people go inland and up, you know, mm-hmm. higher ground, then you need to have distinct sirens. Right? Have a different siren, especially if you know wildfires is a possibility
mm-hmm.
and could be a catastrophic event. Mm-hmm. So whether it's, you know, bursts versus a solid continuous siren,
mm-hmm.
right? You need to have distinct sirens for so people know to go inland or go to the ocean.
Yeah, but I saw it somewhere where they released a statement saying, you know, what these sirens are for.
Uh-huh.
And it said wildfire in
the... It really?
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, you have to give them warnings. Either that or make it a public address system, you know, when set, you know, do a siren and they, we have a wildfire, you know, near Lahaina. Please mm-hmm. evacuate the area.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things they can do to communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
But they did none of it.
They did none of it.
And then you had the idiot with the water. Did
I don't have... Yeah, I don't... I read about that, but...
So the... This guy, let's see if I can find it, but, you know, mm-hmm. In a nutshell, he's like, the water, you know, it's got to be equitable. He's like one of these, you know, everything has to be woke and, you know, the water is a natural resource that we take for granted. And here in Hawaii we have, and he uses Hawaiian little word or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, mekalekahai, mekahainiho. Well... Reading a little bit, it turns out that this guy, you know, a lot of the native Hawaiians on the east side of the island, the farmers and stuff, the native farmers,
uh-huh.
and like the tourist town of Lahaina that are at odds over the water because the water is, you know, used for the farmers and it's, you know, the tourist towns. And so this guy's like, well, I don't want to take away from the native farmers for all these people who move to the islands to create business, because they're not, a lot of those businesses aren't native owned.
Right.
And by refusing to allow the water to be released, the firefighters did not have sufficient pressure mm-hmm. or enough water to fight the fires, which led to people's deaths. So this guy's been reassigned.
Nice.
But rather than reassign, people need to be charged. If his withholding of water
mm-hmm.
in an emergency situation led to the deaths of civilians.
Yeah. What was his excuse? Did you bring that up?
Oh, because it was equity.
Oh, yeah, equity. Equity.
And I'm just like, what? What is this guy thinking? You know?
Well, I wasn't. I was thinking about equity. I was thinking about making it equitable for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, let's see if we can just do a search on this Hawaii water.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Kaleo Manuel, the Hawaiian water official who refused to release water resources and let landowners fight the Maui fire, explain his philosophy on the water. Native Hawaiians treated water as one of the earthly manifestations of a god. We've become used to looking at water as something that we use, not as something that we revere. We can reconnect to that traditional value set. Here's that liberal.
Per our authorizing statute to protect and manage all water resources in the state, one water is like taking it and looking at it from a holistic system perspective. And that's not any different than how Hawaiians traditionally manage water. You know, in essence, we treated it, Native Hawaiians treated water as one of the earthly manifestations of a god in a kua, kane. And so that reverence for a resource and that reciprocity in relationship was something that was really, really important to our worldview and well-being, right? And living in an island in isolated from other, you know, civilizations. And so I think where it shifted to today or over time is that we've become used to looking at water as like something which we use and not necessarily something that we revere as that thing that gives us life, right? I mean, to me, it's a shift in value set. And, you know, if we can start to really look at how we as humans in an island can reconnect to that traditional value set. So really my motto is always like, let water connect us and not divide us. Like we can share it, but it requires true conversations about equity. The commission is responsible per our authorizing statute to protect him.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So that guy's a fool. He needs to be charged.
Well, yeah, they all did. The governor needs to be charged. I mean, this is the slowest response to a
wow.
This is the slowest response to an emergency.
Next to Katrina?
No, what? Katrina actually did a good job on Katrina. Yeah, I mean, Anybody who, first of all, anybody who builds a major city below sea level, you know, think before you build, people.
But yeah, that guy is. Then Biden, when asked, you know, hey, you have anything to say about it? No comment.
Yeah, and he still hasn't showed up. He's right now. He's at a billionaire's buddy of his house in Tahoe.
Yeah.
On vacation again. He's on vacation again.
How come he can go to a billionaire buddy's house, vacation, resort, but Thomas or...
Clarence Thomas can't.
Yeah. Well, come on, because Clarence Thomas...
is a Republican. Conservative.
And he voted to not kill babies. You know, they like killing babies.
No equity.
Because they don't fight back.
Oh, man. You know, if the Democrats didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. So, I just... But let's see if Biden actually shows up over there or not.
Well, he's supposed to be there Monday, tomorrow, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, he still hasn't shown up in Ohio.
I know.
You know...
Did he not go to East Palestine? I thought he did.
I don't think he... No, everybody's saying he still hasn't gone. He's flown over. He flew over it, but he hasn't gone to it. I mean, Trump went. Mayor Pete went. I don't think Kamala went. Can't you send Giggles?
There's no school buses there.
Electric school bus.
You got your electric school bus.
That's pretty sad.
I know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the like we were talking about this at first, you know, the big thing now is going to be the land grab.
Yeah.
You know, all the billionaires, all the people who have the rich property out there, none of their property got touched.
Yeah, how is that? Not a one of them. How is that? I mean, did they not pour the retardant, or I mean the accelerant close enough to their house?
Or maybe their property is manicured and managed properly to prevent, right?
Right.
But then why not do that to the public lands? Why not manage the land and let, you know, this goes back to the wildfires here in the U.S. and in Canada, too. The conservationists and environmentalists basically shut down the logging industry.
Uh-huh.
The logging industry kept the forest at a natural thin level. They replanted trees as they went,
uh-huh.
and they kept the underbrush cleaned out.
Right.
And because obviously they got to maneuver their equipment in and out.
Uh-huh.
But that's bad for the environment. I would say it's healthier for the environment because right now, by letting everything just grow wild, you add fuel every summer because it gets wet in the winter and then it dies out in the summer.
Right.
And all it takes is one spark, one lightning strike, one whatever, and whoosh.
Yeah.
You know, so who's actually hurting the environment more, just like all these windmills out in the ocean?
Gavin Newsom. Dude, I saw a video the other day of a windmill that was on fucking fire.
Hmm.
That was freaking wicked. But then I also saw another video of windmills, you know, the blades. Once these things... run out of life.
You can't get rid of them. You have to bury them.
You have to bury them. Yeah, so they show this fucking huge hole, and they chop these things up into pieces and put them in this fucking hole and bury it. It's like, oh, we got to take care of the earth. You guys are destroying the earth.
Yeah.
Let the earth take care of itself.
All the solar fields, just ungodly size, taking up the environment. It's like, you know, you're so nature, you know, but you put these metal solar panels all over the sides of these hills and the desert and everywhere else where there's no scenery. I'm just like, this green energy is a bunch of, it's a scam. It's a scam to get people rich.
It is. Because it, yeah, everything is, the Inflation Reduction Act. It has nothing to do with inflation. Not a fucking thing.
No, it's a Green New Deal.
Yeah.
It's all climate scam. I think John Podesta, who's that guy from Hillary's campaign, you know? made a comment about that at the White House the other day and pretty much admitted it had nothing to do with inflation.
Oh, I have that.
Do you?
Yeah. Here. This is the boy right here.
To stop these disasters from getting even worse, we have to cut the carbon pollution that's driving the climate crisis, and that's what the Inflation Reduction Act is all about. To stop these...
Wait a minute. This is the Inflation Reduction Act. It doesn't say Stop Carbon Emissions Act. And, by the way, even if we go to zero emissions, right?
I know where you're going.
If we go to... Everybody goes to zero emissions. Nothing's going to change because China and India won't. And they're the ones that are causing the alleged issues.
Right. Well, and that's like the whole Paris Climate Accord thing.
Mm-hmm.
It had China listed as a developing nation. It gave them like 30 years to even restart reducing a little bit, where the U.S. had to pay the majority and we had all these restrictions on us immediately.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry negotiated that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a Chinese asset. I really do.
You do? I wouldn't doubt you.
I think, well, half these politicians are working against the U.S. interests and on behalf of China. Why? Because they're getting rich. Because
they're getting paid.
Right.
Yeah. They're getting paid. Well, what the hell is that?
It's getting windy out there.
Yeah, hurricane. Hurricane Hillary's coming.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw some pretty fucking funny shit on Twitter this morning about Hillary, about Hurricane Hillary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was like, got her head.
I was just going to say, I have that one.
Yeah, her mouth's open.
Yeah, I have that one. I think, let's see, I think I have it here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. This one.
40 miles per hour. And forecasters say it will weaken again as it tracks parallel with the Baja Peninsula. 40 miles per hour, and forecasters say...
Hurricane Hillary, that's a bad bitch right there.
Yeah. So, anyways.
All right, what else we got there, Chucky?
Well, here, I'm gonna... I'm gonna play this clip of this dude talking. It's just listen to this. This guy has it right.
Okay.
Okay. Listen to him.
Somebody help me make sense of this shit. The mayor of California, the mayor of New York, the mayor of Washington, all y'all asking for the National Guard. When y'all were the same people that were with defunding the police. All you Democrat states are asking for the National Guard now that crime is running rampant in your streets
Oh, shit.
Technical difficulty.
Yeah, what the hell?
Anyway.
Here.
The mayor of California, right, the mayor of New York, the mayor of Washington, all y'all asking for the National Guard. When y'all were the same people that were with defunding the police. All you Democrat states are asking for the National Guard now that crime is running rampant in your streets after you wanted to defund the police. Understand something, man. They wanted to defund the police to create chaos. And once you create chaos, then you have a reason to try to take away rights or declare martial law. All this shit is a game created by fucking Democrats. All this is games created. Y'all created all of this and all of a sudden you want them back. Let me help you understand something. I ain't stupid, bro. Y'all are the house of cards and y'all playing them cards well. Y'all wanted this to happen. Y'all wanted all this to happen. So when you cry for help, you can say it's the guns, it's the violence, when really it's the criminals. You defunded the police, took them away from their job, told them they can't be hard on criminals. You let them go, and you created chaos, and all of a sudden you want the National Guard? Make that make sense. All you Democrat states crying out for help now after following a stupid-ass Democrat party who condemned you to hell, and now the mayor in New York talking about he want Biden to be responsible. You didn't want Biden to be responsible when he was going with your agenda. You want Biden to be responsible now that he ain't helping you, now that he created what he wanted to? Y'all don't understand, Biden don't give a shit about minorities and low-income people, especially black people or people of color. And at this point, he don't give a shit about your kids or any people. And y'all rode this horse, and now y'all want somebody to come bail y'all out after y'all rode the white horse that really wasn't white, it was a black, dark, evil fucking horse? Fuck out of here, man. I don't feel sorry for none of these states that's running rapid, because these are the same states that follow the agenda. These are the same states that back the same man that ain't did a damn thing but sell this country down the drain. So make that make sense. Somebody help me make sense of all you Democrat states calling out for the National Guard now that you defunded police. And you intentionally made police officers quit their job because they couldn't do their job. And now I'm supposed to feel sorry for you now that crime is running rampant. The only people I feel sorry for right now is Hawaii. The only thing I feel sorry for right now is Hawaii. Every other state and all these American Democrat states that's going through what they're going through, you deserve it. And for all you patriots that's talking, oh, man, they can hear you. I'm aware the government can hear me. I'm aware the government follow me. I'm aware that the government tap in all my videos. The only difference is I'm not a bitch like y'all, bro. I'm not afraid. So make that make sense.
Yeah, I want to find out who that guy is because I want to follow him. Because that's pretty good.
He's not on the video?
Not that I saw.
All right.
But it was retweeted from somebody.
Okay. Yeah, no, the guy's 100% right, though.
Yeah, but, he's right. And so I'm going to play you a clip now from years ago, okay? This is George Carlin.
Okay.
Okay? And tell me that, you know, it's kind of not the same fucking thing. But listen.
Where the ruling class operates in any society, they try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
But, I mean, it's kind of the same. You know, this guy's like saying that they're playing the game. This is the game.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, defund the police. They wanted the chaos. The chaos is the poor people.
But now it's out of control. Now the chaos is out of control.
Out of control.
They couldn't control the chaos. They thought they could.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's getting, well, you know what's funny is, okay, when...
And you can't have cops because nobody wants the fucking job.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's a small department, but in Minnesota, like six cops, you mm-hmm. know, the entire department quit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that and it was about... Well, the article said it was about money, but...
Well, I'm sure it's just more about money. I mean, money is one thing.
Well, yeah.
You gotta survive. So did they... I don't know the whole backstory, but...
I don't either. But they gave him a raise, but it wasn't enough. They gave him like a 5% raise or something like that.
Ooh, you know,
Yeah. What's inflation at right now?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now... I mean, it's just... It's a dangerous enough job anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then...
And then they handcuff you.
Right, they handcuff you. They've demonized mm-hmm. being law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the defund the police movement was all bullshit. I think it started with Obama and the Mike Brown, Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot bullshit.
Well, that was a lie.
It was a lie. Obama's own Justice Department even determined that it was a lie. they determined that it was a lie.
I know.
So... Yeah, we got some entertainment here. We got a hungry dog.
He's angry. He's hangry.
Hangry. He's like, I'll eat the plastic.
He's hangry.
So, you know, and then it just kind of continued on from there.
Yeah.
You know, it perpetrated. It was okay. Hands up, don't shoot, which was a lie.
Which was a lie, and it was even proven by Obama's Justice Department.
Right. Yeah. It turned out Mike Brown. Reached into the cop's car, was attacking the cop, tried to take his gun.
Yeah. broke his bones in his face.
In his orbital socket, yeah. So, and then, you know, after he got shot, he charged the officer because the wounds at that point were at an angle where you could tell he was head down and running. He wasn't fucking sitting there complying.
Right.
And so then you got NBA players, NFL players, everyone else. And then, so, and their influence they have on the masses.
Right.
And then every time you turn around, you have, you know, if there's a white cop on a black subject, it's all of a sudden has a racial component, but never if it's a reverse.
Right.
Right? It's never racial.
No. But it's racial if you have a black cop on a black
guy. Right, exactly. If it's the black victim. So our society and our politicians have basically criminalized the police and have put criminals in a celebrity status, almost.
Yeah. Except for in my world. In the world I live in, the real world, I don't care. Like I said, if I was the mayor of, say, this city that I live in, if I was a mayor, cops have what you need to do your job, you get it. And just, you know, don't do your job. And if anybody fucking bitches about it or whatever, I don't care. Don't go away. Get the fuck out of my town.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. It's, the perfect example was at San Francisco. There was this one female Democrat politician on the city council, defund the police, defund the police.
Yeah.
And then when it hit her district, crime hit her district.
Yeah, or where she lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, we need cops.
We need cops. What do we got to do for the mission? You know.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bitch,
yeah. No, here you go. You know what? At this point in time, San Francisco's a lost cause. You're going to have to evacuate, just clean that whole city out. I mean, everybody's leaving anyways. All the businesses are leaving.
But here's the funny thing is, Gavin Newsom, you know he's going to run for president because Biden's not, right?
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom thinks he has such a great record as governor.
Shouldn't he be, like, making his nomination known?
But California, under his watch, has just, like, totally gone to shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what his job, he was a mayor of San Francisco before he was governor.
Yeah.
Right? And it started going to shit under his watch.
Yep.
So, do we want to repeat across the entire country what he has done to California? Which was once, like, the, you know, the star of the country, you know, everyone wanted to be like California.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Dude, I really never liked California, but that's just my, 7-Eleven. Welcome to 7-Eleven.
Welcome to Good Burger. Can I get a good burger?
I wasn't going, hey, thank you. Come again. Welcome to Quickie Burger. But that'd be racist.
Everything's racist, Chuck.
I know.
Everything.
I know. That'd be racist. I can't joke anymore. Right. No jokes.
No sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Ooh, we're back. And I know you didn't really miss us, but we're back. We did some stuff. So, anyways, I said we're going to talk about Trump, right? Because, once again...
Indictment number four.
Indictment 4.0.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, from some fucking loser in fucking...
Atlanta.
Dude, this... what's her name?
Fannie. Straight off.
Fannie Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... Where did she get her fucking degree at? The University of New Hampshire? You know, that bus? Did the bus come around and give her a fucking...
a law degree.
her law... And it wasn't the big bus either. It was a little
fucking short bus. yeah. Do you see her? She has no neck, no shoulders, you know?
Yeah.
What's funny is, during the day, was it Reuters or somebody got a hold of the charges.
And that, because it was on their website.
It was on their website.
Yeah.
And it had a judge assigned to it. It had a case number, everything else. Well, the grand jury hadn't voted on it yet. So all of a sudden it disappeared from their website. Whoops, nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Right? So now all of a sudden, they weren't even supposed to vote that day from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. That she said, someone from Washington called her.
And said, get this indictment today.
Yeah.
because of other bad news involving Hunter and Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
Said, get this indictment done today. So they had
to call. And she said, well, there won't be done. You know, we'll have to keep them here until 8 o'clock. And they said, we don't care. Get it done.
Right.
Yeah.
So they had to rush through witnesses. They had to rush through the vote. And they got in such a fucking hurry, right?
Yeah.
After they posted after the grand jury voted and the judge signed it.
They put it was the exact same fucking thing as this alleged test or whatever. Yeah.
Exact same thing. Yeah. And he was asked about it, and she was, I don't know about Clark. You have it?
Yeah, listen.
And according to the Fulton County Clerk's Office that was circulated online with charges against former President Donald Trump, that fictitious document matched exactly the charges that we now see in this indictment. Can you tell us more about that document leak? Because now you have the former president's lawyers who are saying this is emblematic of a serious problem with your office.
No, I can't tell you anything about what you refer to. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated till almost 8 o'clock, if not right after 8 o'clock. An indictment was returned. It was true billed, and you now have an indictment. I am not an expert on clerks'
bullshit
duties or even administrative duties. I wouldn't know how to work that system, and so I'm not going to speculate. Bullshit. Next question.
Well, have you had any contact with the special counsel about overlap between these cases, and do you intend to try?
According to.
So she has no idea. It doesn't matter if you someone had to give them that fucking form.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Those charges should not be in the clerk's office until after.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was preordained. This was a rubber stamp.
Right. And then the charges themselves are just fucking ridiculous.
Oh, I know. Did you see some of it? On this date, you tweeted, the trial's on, watch OANN.
Yeah, watch the news.
Watch this channel.
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to send me the email for this Pennsylvania legislature, which further confirms the conspiracy. You know, it's like, really?
Yeah. So, hey, Fannie Willis, I'm denying, right here, I'm on this chair, I'm denying the fucking election results in Atlanta. Fucking charge me, right? Bitch.
You know, I have tweeted about it. So am I part of the conspiracy?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to roll me in? I would be honored to be rolled into a RICO conspiracy with Trump at this point.
Yeah. I want her to charge me on my own.
No. Roll it up.
And then show your fat ass up in fucking court, too.
This is going to backfire spectacularly.
And now... Katie Hobbs, I don't know what she's fucking thinking. Oh, maybe we should charge them too.
Yeah, no. I seriously, we need to get a bunch of, like, remember the Trump train, that parade we took part in?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We need to get one of those, or a couple of those. One to circle the Capitol, and one to circle the AG's office.
Oh, it'll be an insurrection.
You know what? So be it.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, BLM can stop traffic. Why can't we? Right?
That's right.
We need to go out and protest and tell them this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Quit wasting our fucking tax dollars on bullshit like this.
Right.
Because everyone sees it's political. And here's what they don't realize. Okay, you've opened Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If these fucking charges stick, you better hope that a Republican administration, of course, I don't think Republicans ever have the balls to do it. Right?
Right.
But if you got a Republican with some balls, you better hope that they don't get into office, because you know what? Turnabout's fair play, bitches.
Well,
same thing happened. Remember with the judges and the nuclear option with Harry Reid and the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans warned, don't fucking do that because it's going to bite you in the ass.
Right.
And then when the Republicans came back in power and we used that same thing, and the Democrats are crying foul, and we're like, we fucking warned you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Don't go down this road.
Yep. So, but in Georgia itself, a state senator, Colton Moore, has officially called for an emergency session to review the actions of Fannie Willis. America is under attack. I'm not going to sit back and watch as radical left prosecutors weaponize their elected offices to politically target their opponents.
Right.
Yeah, so they're looking into removing her from her position.
Well, because she campaigned on getting Trump.
Well, so did what's-her-name in New York.
Letitia Jackson, or Letitia James, and Alvin Bragg.
Yeah.
So, once again, you have, hey, here's a person. We're going to target a person. We're going to find a crime.
Right.
Which is totally ass backwards to our justice system.
Right.
Well, the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to work, you have a crime, you find the perpetrator.
Yes. But I'm going to play you a clip now because it's kind of ironic. This clip came out like right about the same time I was thinking this exact same fucking thing. Okay. This is Josh Hawley. He's one of my favorite senators.
Okay.
Listen to this and tell me it's not true.
This is a message. They're trying to send a message loud and clear. And the message is don't mess with us. And why are they going after Trump? Because he messed with them. He challenged them across the board. He challenged their pro-war policies. He's challenged them on Ukraine. He's challenged their globalist agenda that's ripped off our working class for years, hollowed out the industrial base of this country, and made our workers in this country slaves compared to China and these other nations that have taken away our jobs, taken away our technology. Trump challenged all of that. And the message is, if you challenge them on this stuff, if you challenge them on these policies they hold dear, they will come after you. If you challenge them on their pro-abortion religion, they will come after you. So I think the message is real clear. Don't challenge us. Don't go to work for anybody who will challenge us. Don't vote for Donald Trump or anybody like him, or we'll treat you as a domestic terrorist. And I tell you what, Laura, this is a recipe for one-party rule in this country. And if that's the case, this isn't the United States of America anymore. Our constitutional democracy doesn't exist anymore.
It's already gone.
Right. But it's true. This is what they're doing. Yeah. They're going after him. They're making an example. Don't you fucking dare question anything we right. do.
But like I said, the constitutional democracy, the republic that we have, and our system of government, the Constitution... Mm-hmm. has already been fucking destroyed by these guys. And that's my opinion, right? The fact is that you can no longer say what you want to say what in the public square online or whatever because they're going to come after you and label you misinformation, right? Uh-huh. The government's going to censor you, right. even though they say they're not. They are. Yeah. They're actively censoring people. Just like right now, you have the NSA, DIA, CIA, mm-hmm. who are not allowed to fucking spy on Americans. But I guarantee you, they're listening to us... Hopefully on the podcast, we need more listeners because we get beer money.
But would you please like and
share? Yeah. But realistically, they're listening to us through our fucking microphones on our phones right here on the table.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. And they're collecting all this metadata.
Fuck you guys.
So, you know, so they're spying on Americans. They're uh-huh. gathering intel on us. Bullshit. Uh-huh. You're supposed to protect us. Not spy on us.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'll question my government anytime I fucking damn well please.
Well, that's what the founders wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted limited government. They didn't want a fucking dictator. You know, that's why we did a revolution away from the King of England.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And, you know, now with all the laws and rules that our fucking political representatives have done over the years, if you fucking question the government, if you try to protest anymore, you know, mm-hmm. oh, you're an insurrectionist.
Well, it depends what your protest is. Because if your protest is against cops, hey, you're good. You can even go out and gather during COVID.
Or conservative justices of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But if I was to go protest at that fucking Judge Chutkin's house, the one that's overseeing the Trump campaign in D.C., or the Trump trial in D.C.,
yeah.
let's go protest her house. Watch how fast we get arrested by the U.S. Marshals. Guarantee it.
Well, okay. So the guy that went into Kavanaugh's house, right?
Yeah.
That guy's still not been charged with anything, right? Or he's not going to trial or anything. Nothing's happened to him.
Right.
Right? If I was to go to... What's the black lady?
Chutkin.
No. The newest Supreme Court justice.
Oh, Ketanji Brown?
Yeah. If I was to go to her house.
Yeah, you'd be arrested immediately.
Yeah. I wouldn't get within fucking 100 yards of her fucking
exactly.
house. Yeah.
Yeah, and they say there's no two-tier justice system.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden is a perfect example, which that's a whole, I mean, I'm tired of talking about that fucking one, but the more that comes out about that is.
Really? Okay, wait. But I got a clip to talk about Hunter Biden. And it's CNN. So, not that one where the black guy sticks his finger in the lion cage. You ever see that? Do you see that video? Uh-huh. I'll have to show it to you. This guy fucking with a lion. And he sticks his finger in the fucking lion cage and the lion fucking bites down on it, right? And then the guy can't get his finger out of the lion's mouth.
So, hey, before we go to Hunter Biden, let's stay on Atlanta and let's stay on the charges on Trump.
Uh-huh.
I haven't listened to the video. This is the first time we're going to hear it.
Okay.
But CNN asked voters in Georgia to react to a key piece of evidence in the investigation of former President Donald Trump's efforts to overthrow the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So these are voters in Georgia, and this is CNN. So let's see what this says.
That's a crime.
That statement or quote in and of itself is not necessarily damning, CNN asked voters in the Atlanta suburb of Alpharetta to listen to a short clip of a call President Donald Trump had with Georgia's Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. That January 2021 call kicked off the local district attorney's investigation into Trump's efforts to overthrow the 2020 election. If Trump hopes to win in 2024, he will likely have to win over politically moderate suburbs like this one.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
So do you think there's anything...
There's nothing wrong with that. No, that's not illegal.
I think that's ridiculous, that call that he made. It's like you can't accept a loss, and which is very, it's very sad for the president of the United States to question that. It's just unbelievable.
I don't think any one particular of the indictments, it's certainly not going to sway my stance one way or another.
Trump is leading the Republican field for the 2024 nomination.
So all
since
the ones
the
say that's a crime
March,
are younger
national
generation.
National public polls have shown around half of Republican voters supporting Trump. CNN asked Republican voters how another possible indictment in Georgia could impact their vote.
My name is Gary Overchad. I live here in Alpharetta. This whole thing with Trump, it's BS. That's the best way to say it. The indictment plays no role in how I'm going to vote. The way I vote will depend on the policies and the people that I'm voting for. We need to elect people who have some integrity and who have some character that we're not getting that anymore.
Unfortunately, I think that that's not the first time that type of conversation has not occurred before. I don't approve of it. I am not up on legalities enough to know if this is... an indictment is the right way to go it. If Biden and Trump run against each other, I can't support either one of them.
It's just part of a pattern of behavior, and the rules don't apply to me that I think is just inappropriate. So it caused me to lose support for Donald Trump. If somehow he gets the nomination, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go to the polls and hold my nose and hit Donald Trump. And I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That's
so,
a crime.
So the rules don't apply? Yeah. Is that that's what they're saying? That's Biden. That, yeah. Everything he... But they're so brainwashed.
Yeah, they are brainwashed. But, so, we were talking about Hunter Biden, right?
Yeah, y'all got...
So, but, so, this is CNN. This is a fucking other day on CNN.
Okay.
Listen to... You're gonna shit your fucking pants.
Is this Jake Tapper?
It's Jake Tapper.
And Kristen, Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post had a fact check about Joe Biden from earlier this month, noting that Hunter Biden admitted in court in July that he was, in fact, paid substantial sums from Chinese companies. Kessler wrote, Hunter Biden reported nearly $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
What you
None of that
Vice
is
President,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
So it's from two different debates, but, I mean, Trump was right.
Wait. Trump was right.
That's CNN and Jake Tapper, and he's like, Trump was right.
Oh, it goes on. I heard this clip, and it was like, I want to play it in slow motion. Trump was right.
Yeah, I mean.
So you know that hurt him to say that.
Oh, it killed him. It killed him.
But see, the thing is, what's coming out was Trump was right about a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But people got the blinders on so damn bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, okay, so you can't connect. There's no evidence connecting Joe Biden to any of this money. Okay, what about the alias he's using that just came out this week? You heard about that, right?
The what?
Alias.
Oh, yeah. Robert Peters or whatever. Yeah.
Which makes more sense now on the laptop. Pedal Pete.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that never made fucking sense.
What, Pedal Pete?
Yeah, but now it does. Yeah.
Well, there's even more than that, though. So there's another...
Well, there's art... There's... What was it?
There's all kinds of them.
Yeah, there's like three of them.
No, aliases with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like J.R.B. Peters or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
there's Robert Ware.
Yeah.
So why would you have so many aliases? But here's a gateway pundit. Six Obama administration officials, including Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, used alias email addresses during their administration.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the others? Let's see. But why are you using aliases? So it's Lisa Jackson, Administrator for Environmental Protection Agency, Eric Holder, Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. So they all use aliases. Why would you use an alias in the performance of your official duties other than to hide correspondence from FOIA requests?
Right.
Or to partake in illegal activities like extortion, treason, bribery.
Uh-huh.
You know, the things that Joe Biden did.
Yeah. I don't know. The fact is they just make this shit too easy to the spot. And then the people who can't spot it, there's a fucking problem.
And why is it okay for Joe Biden to, under his alias, share confidential information to Hunter? Why is that legal? Why are they not prosecuting him for that?
Well, this goes back to... they're still... Hunter Biden had the sweetheart deal to begin with, and more evidence is coming out about the his plea deal. That he wasn't going to be charged with shit initially.
Right, and they wanted to like prevent him from ever getting charged
for anything.
Yeah, basically he'd go out and fucking
shoot somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah, he could go out and kill his girlfriend, who the mother of his bastard child.
So his lawyers were basically telling the DOJ, okay, fine, you're going to create a constitutional crisis. If you charge him, we're going to call the president as a witness, which will create a constitutional crisis. Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But now, since the deal broke apart, why did the deal break apart?
Well, because
IRS whistleblowers.
Well, yeah, that and the judge. The judge was like, wait a minute.
Well, the thing is, if the IRS whistleblowers didn't come out to Congress, the judge probably never would have questioned it. But because shit came out, so now...
Well, I would like to hope that the judge was smart enough to...
You would think, but... Yeah. But here's a thing, says, since from the lawyers, while Mr. Biden's legal team agrees that the IRS agents affected the deal, his lawyers have contended to the Justice Department that by disclosing details about the investigation to Congress, they broke the law and should be prosecuted. So now they want to go after the whistleblowers.
Right.
Although there's a Whistleblower Protection Act that protects them, especially going to Congress. Right?
Uh-huh. Well, so, but you want to hear what Hunter's lawyers thinks of us?
What?
And you listeners?
What's that?
Listen.
Are asking, what did Hunter Biden think he was getting that $7 million for? Why would he be getting paid so much money?
All right, well, stop with your $7 million and talk about how many years that Hunter has been in business and what happened to each of those specific years. When you say it that way, people think that somebody just sent him a check for $7 million April 1st.
No, but help me out here again. And I'm glad you're here to actually break this down. Obviously, Jared raised his $3 billion very quickly. We have numbers being thrown around. The $7 million is actually not what Comer's saying. Comer has a much higher, much more elevated number. I guess the Washington Post reported it was $7 million. What's the $7 million over, and how many countries did it come from?
Well, okay, so first of all, it's much more complicated than to say it comes from countries. There are joint ventures between American entities and, in one or two occasions, a potential foreign entity to create the possibility of jobs and energy in the United States. That's too complicated to try to explain, but I can answer the question that you asked in the following way. Over the time that he was in business, this is, again, something that people ought to pay attention to. Hunter Biden went to Georgetown University, went to Yale Law School, was on the board of directors of a bank, was on the board of directors of Amtrak, is somebody who went and worked in an international law firm. People seem to forget that this is not the person who's simply out there having people write checks for no reason. He's a capable, educated, experienced person. Now, If Congress wants to start saying, wait, does he get opportunities because his last name is Biden? They should look to themselves. I mean, Senator Joe Manchin's wife is on a commission in West Virginia where Congress had provided an enormous amount of funds. There is...
are asking.
Okay, so basically he said that we're too stupid.
Yeah, because he... oh, this guy, he's so smart.
Yeah, he went to Yale, and you didn't. So you're stupid, so stop... questioning it.
He went to Georgetown and Yale.
So stop questioning it.
Right.
Yeah, Mike. God damn it.
But at Yale, mm-hmm. do they teach the proper technique for the glass crack pipe? Got to cup it?
But apparently Rutgers is going to kick you out if you're not fucking COVID vaccinated.
So I'm just so fucking tired of... oh, you know what? I mean, what? Hunter Biden needs to be in a fucking prison cell. So does Joe.
So does Joe.
Right? So does Jake Sullivan. So does Susan Rice.
Mm-hmm.
So does fucking...
Barry Obama.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the list is long of the people who need to be locked up.
Hillary Clinton.
Mitch McConnell.
Stacey Abrams. Yeah, I mean...
Paul Ryan. Yeah,
do we need to keep fucking going? But
the list is long and distinguished.
Yeah. Anybody who lies to the American people needs to be in fucking jail. I'm sorry. If you're a fucking... Nancy Pelosi needs to be in jail. Chuck Schumer needs to be in fucking jail.
Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff needs to be in jail.
Small Swell.
Yeah, that dude needs to be butt raped in jail. what's it? The Penguin dude.
Nadler.
Nadler, yeah. Dude.
The Penguin. I knew exactly who you were talking about.
Yeah, they all need to fucking be in jail. I'm sorry, I'm tired of it. But see,
the thing is, it's not Trump that needs to be in jail. These people are projecting. They're trying to lock him up because he knows. You know what?
Yeah.
My wife was never a huge Trump fan.
Right.
Never.
Right.
She doesn't like the way he talks, the way he acts.
Well, okay, to be honest with everybody, when in 2016 during the election, I was like, dude, we're voting between a turd and a shit sandwich here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, but the thing is, after the first debate, when he was at the first debate,
yeah,
and he just like, you know, his whole attitude,
yeah.
It ended, and I told my wife, I said, he's got potential. She goes, are you serious? I go, seriously.
Yeah.
His message is going to resonate. I called it early.
Right.
You know, even though I liked Rubio.
But then, once he got in the office and I saw what he did for the American people.
Right.
My whole fucking attitude changed because he put me first.
Yeah.
Maybe, does that sound selfish? Yeah, maybe it does. But tough shit.
Well, here's the thing. He put you first. He put me first. He put our listeners first.
Yeah.
If you're an American, he didn't care what color you were.
No, he understood what the Constitution was all about.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and he understood that we've got to take care of ourselves first. We got to make our people... right? Americans. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. Yeah. American. If you're an American, right? He's going to take care of you first. And
I had a clip, and I didn't save it this morning. I saw a clip of when he was talking to the UN about that I will put the American people
first. He goes, I'm not the leader of Germany. The leader of Germany puts their people first.
Yeah.
That one?
I don't know, but it was actually really good, and I should have saved it, and I didn't.
The thing is, you know, everything, you know, it goes back to, like I said earlier, Trump was right. Trump was right. Trump was right.
Right.
When he talked to the German chancellor and their people about dependence on Russia and the pipeline for energy,
right,
he fucking told them. And then with this whole war, you know, and the sanctions, it came to fruition. He was right. But nobody wants to listen because he's Donald Trump.
Yeah. You know what?
We need. He got robbed. I'm gonna say it. He's supposed to be in office right fucking now.
Yeah, and here's the whole fight. This is what fucking cracks me up about the whole fucking thing. If they would have let it go.
Uh huh.
He'd be
almost done, and he can't run again.
Yeah, exactly. But now they've created this whole fucking scenario. For four more fucking years.
But not only that, but the way they've come after him, if he gets reelected,
the shit's gonna hit the fan.
It's fucking on.
Yeah.
All these fucking Democrats are. I mean, why not? Why not lock them fucking up? Why not go after them? Do
right.
You know, fire everybody at the top. And I'm not talking just DOJ and FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, all you motherfucking intelligence agencies that went against him.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you. You're all done.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I would go after every one of them, and all the CIA guys who find out if they conspired and operated within the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Instant prison.
Yeah. Right. Well,
send them to fucking Gitmo.
Funny. It's funny. So here's Lauren Boebert the other day talking
Colorado's
to Matt Gaetz.
Third district. She serves on the House Oversight Committee and joins me now. Lauren, you really turned the investigation talk into impeachment talk with articles of impeachment you filed against President Biden last month. Speaker McCarthy has been teasing an impeachment inquiry. Do you expect an impeachment vote when we return to Washington in September?
Matt, one way or another, we will have a vote on impeachment for Joe Biden, because if we don't have an impeachment inquiry in the Judiciary Committee or any other committee for that matter, I will go to the floor once again with a privileged motion and force an up or down vote on impeachment for Joe Biden. Americans are tired of this. Article 2, Section 4 says the president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. We have the evidence for the bribery, for the corruption, for this compromised president, Joe Biden, Robert L. Peters, whatever you want to call him. We will have a vote on impeachment.
You heard it here. Lauren Boebert is going to force the vote if the inquiry does not produce articles of impeachment
agencies
for the House of Representatives. Congresswoman Boebert, we get exactly the government we are willing to fund. Many of our colleagues have sent strongly worded letters and tweets about the corruption we've witnessed. Government funding runs out at the end of next month. How does the oversight work intersect with this looming funding battle?
Well, certainly we have seen the corruption in these three-letter agencies. We have sent out subpoenas. We have subpoenas that are in the hopper to be sent out, and we expect those to be ignored. And so if those are ignored and they aren't responding to House oversight, if they aren't answering our congressional requests for information, these RFIs for Jack Smith, for the January 6th defendants, for information regarding Hunter's art sales, federal agency, telework, in-person, work attendance, whatever it may be, then they should not be funded. We have the power of the purse. And I want to make this very clear. We must use the power of the purse. If there are any agencies that have not given us the response the American people are owed for these subpoenas or RFIs, they should not be eligible for funding at the end of September.
RFI, if you're not sure, is request for information. These three-letter agencies, you know, just like Schumer said, you know, like when Trump did, go against the intelligence community, they got 6 ways from Sunday from coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's against the law to operate and go after domestic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're going against, they're breaking the law. They're, you know, they are.
Yeah.
They're trained liars, and that's what they are.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Dude, it's so funny because they look you right in the eye and fucking lie to you. And you know they're lying. They know they're lying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just so fucking done with government.
I know. And that's the thing. I think our founding fathers, if they saw what we've become today, they would just like, fuck it, start over.
Mm-hmm.
Declaration of Independence 2.0.
Well, yeah. And maybe that's what we need to do.
But redraft it?
Yeah, I mean, but somewhere someone created a law against that. I guarantee you.
I guarantee it. Yeah, insurrection.
Yeah. Oh, you're insurrection. No, you fuck. It's right here. Look, right here. Read it. I wish I had my little, newer those little pocket things are. They're around here somewhere.
I have one on my desk drawer at home. I should bring it sometime. But
I have two of them here. But I mean, read it. It says to install a government that will work for the people.
Right.
They're not working for the people. They don't give two shits about the fucking people.
The only people they care about is the big military industrial complex, which I think it was Truman warned about, right?
Right.
Other lobbyists, the and of course the globalists now, the World Economic Forum.
Right.
You know what? No. It's like, I get it. The world is smaller now because of internet communications, cell phone technology, air travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can reach out and touch someone instantly.
Right, and people are not happy about that either.
But, and I get this, you got to work with other countries. But you have people who their only objective is control, power, and getting rich. And the more I see going on, I really think, you know, when we grew up, we were always taught that it was the communist countries, it was Russia, Soviet Union was evil, China was evil. Maybe they are. They're doing the same thing our government's doing.
Right.
You got Russia, China, and the United States all doing the same thing, all competing for power, control, and influence, and control of the world's resources.
Right.
But you have all these other countries now that are turning away from the U.S., which used to be a beacon of freedom, and to where they're saying, no, they're corrupt. They're telling us this. It was at South Africa or in Kenya or whatever.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, the U.S. is more focused with this transgender, pushing transgender ideology and bullshit, while China and Russia are actually trying to help us thrive.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But China and Russia are looking up for greed on their own part.
Right.
America's looking up for greed on its part.
Right.
But, you know, instead of saying, you know what, there's healthy competition in commerce.
Mm-hmm.
But the way, I mean, but war is money for these people. Yeah. Death is money for these people.
Yeah. We're in World War III. I mean,
It's an economic war. Yeah. It's a clandestine war.
Yeah.
But it's already going on.
But, it's going to get violent here pretty soon. But, so, I'm going to play you a clip. So, we're just going to move on. I'm going to play you a clip here from Al Sharpton this week. Talking about Donald Trump, right?
The racist comment for what he put in a tweet?
Yeah. About rigor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump himself, their leader, using the term rigors, which clearly rhymes with the N-word. I mean, this is not
exactly
10 years ago or 30 years ago when we marched against him on the Central Park Fire. I'm talking about within the last 24 hours, used the term rigors.
Oh,
is this the kind of party the Republicans want to show the country that they are?
Okay.
I saw, and the View said the same thing. Right? Well, but here's the question. Just because it rhymes with the word, you can't say it now?
Apparently, because, you know, I can't say...
Can't you say naggers?
Naggers?
No, not that. I need a person
that annoys you.
I need a bigger digger.
Naggers.
I need a bigger digger.
No.
In the nougat, by the way.
Yeah. So, here's a few things.
Yeah.
So, are we not allowed to say, you know, when we go shooting, we pull the trigger?
Yeah, no.
Because it rhymes with...
Yeah,
right.
The N-word.
Or here, how about the U.S. military, right?
Uh-huh.
Airborne. Everyone loves our airborne soldiers, right? 82nd Airborne, 173rd, right? So, do you know what they call a person who packs parachutes?
A rigger?
Right? So do we got to change military terminology now or the entire parachute industry?
Yeah, to the packer guy.
Yeah.
Well, but wouldn't that be offensive to the gay community if you said Packer guy?
Because I'm a Packer guy?
Damn it, you can't say that.
So, they're just grasping for anything right now.
Dude, seriously, I heard that and I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, bigger.
Yeah, you can't say bigger.
Yeah, you can't say digger. You can't, that trigger. You can't say...
Chigger.
That's a bug.
That's a bug.
It's like, my God, man. It's like, shut up, Al, you fucking tard.
Oh, he's an idiot, dude. He is so fucking stupid, it's not even funny.
Right.
Let's see. Rhymes with?
Rigor.
Rigor.
Don't type the other word.
Yeah. Let's see. Bigger, jigger, liquor. Not really.
Liquor, no.
Let's see. What rhymes with? I'm trying to, okay.
Digger.
Bibber, bicker, bitter, bitter, bright, bibber, chipper, chitter, no.
No, it has to have two G's in it, in the ER.
What rhymes?
Digger, bigger.
Yeah, there's your digger.
Figger.
Figger.
Ligger.
Jigger, ligger, rigger.
Jigger. I'm just going.
Snigger.
Yeah, snicker. Wait, well, kind of.
Trigger, tigger.
Tigger. Oh, fucking goddamn Disney's fucking racist.
Once again, everything's racist. Chunk, everything's racist.
Dude, fucking Al. Shut up, Al. You retard.
Anyways.
Yes, I said retard. So, anyways, a couple things before we go.
Okay, what do we got?
A couple things. We were going to talk about... Oh, wait, I want to play you this. So, there's an upcoming debate on Fox, right?
Who's the master debater?
I don't know, but it's the Republicans. So, I'm going to play you the Fox ad for that, okay?
Oh, the real one or the other one?
I'm just going to play the Fox ad. Okay.
Go ahead.
Even though President Trump is kicking everyone's ass in the primary polls...
We're still trying to set him up with our bullshit Republican primary debate.
I mean, maybe he'll show up.
And we're just hoping everyone takes shots at him so we can help Ron DeSantis.
Because we're Fox News.
And we suck.
And we don't really give a shit.
About our viewers' opinion.
We only care about getting a big, fat paycheck.
And about not getting fired like Tucker Carlson.
First Republican primary.
Thank God for AI.
Yeah, they're going to regret AI ever fucking existed.
I know. Fucking Skynet, I already regret it.
But, okay, anyways. So, we talked about it at the beginning of the show where we said we're going to get into it. They're talking mask mandates again. Shutdowns again.
Yeah, bullshit. I will not comply.
There's like, I forget what, some new version of fucking COVID, like E5 or whatever the fuck it is. What?
I don't know.
What the hell is it? Like,
it's the election variant.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
E5. Election 5. 2005. 2025. E5.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah. Do not comply with their fucking mandates. Tell them to go fucking suck your left one.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm tired. Yeah. That's all I can say because I've been hearing this for about a couple weeks now. And every week the rhetoric's getting a little more. Bit more and more, no. Never
well, so the other night in NBC Nightly News, Lester Holt was talking...
Dude, I saw that I watched it on here today.
Where he was talking about the variant and the booster shot.
And the new shot, yeah, that's where the lady's talking about the E5 fucking...
So here's the thing, though. Isn't the COVID shot still under emergency use authorization?
I don't know if it is or not, because they've just approved fucking ivermectin. As a treatment.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well, they didn't approve it. The lawyer said in the lawsuit, well, the doctors have always had the capability. So if that's a thing,
FDA has, or whatever, or CDC or somebody has authorized it.
No, it was a lawyer in a court case who said they've always had the ability to issue it. Even though on their website, they were talking about, this is horse medicine and veterinarians, right?
Horse paste, yeah.
Right. So... The lawyer contradicted the fucking actual stance of the CDC or whatever.
Right.
But here's the thing. If the lawyer admitted that the doctors can prescribe it off-label as a treatment, doesn't that negate the emergency use authorization for the COVID shot?
I would say yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So...
And then that lady was talking about, it's going to be a yearly thing now. No. Like the flu shot. Like, no,
nope.
I'm never going to take a vaccine again.
Fuck y'all. Exactly. They fucking ruined their credibility into the vaccine industry. Done.
Yeah.
Right? Some of these anti-vaxxer parents for their kids, I'm actually thinking they're fucking right. Because of hear about all the different metals. You think about a vaccine, it should be just like saline with a little bit of the live virus. But there's all kinds of fucking metals and graphite and this and that. Why do you need all that shit?
Why are babies having heart attacks in the womb?
Right. Well, autism. They're linking autism
to vaccines.
To vaccines.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Where were the studies? Because before all these vaccines, we never had such an autism rate.
Uh-huh.
Now we do. So I'm almost, you know, I used to be like all these, oh, that mom's not protecting her baby. Maybe the fucking anti-vax moms are protecting the kids more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know what's really funny is before COVID, anybody who was an anti-vaxxer was like, the left, or it was a lot of left people that mm-hmm. were anti-vaxxers, right? A lot of Hollywood was anti-vaxxers. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's now, yeah, trust now, the science, trust
yeah,
the science.
Now all of a sudden, yeah, well, you got to take it. No, fuck you, Hollywood, you fucking charge.
So, I don't
no one cares. Okay, so, do not follow their mandate. Everybody just go to the grocery store without your fucking mask on. What they're going to do, kick you out.
Yeah. I'm not going to follow the arrows. I'm not going to walk to my seat in a restaurant yeah. wearing a mask anymore.
Dude, yeah, those one-way aisles in the fucking... that never fucking worked. Okay. All right, so, real quick, before we go, two things. I mean, a couple things here. One of them is fairly long, and I'm going to play the clip anyways, but it's fairly long. But last week we played that song by Oliver Anthony.
Yeah.
Richmond, North of Richmond.
Yes.
Right? And, okay, everybody's heard probably this week that record companies offered him $8 million.
Yeah, and he turned them down.
And he turned them down. And you know that farmer's market he played at? He played, like, there was like 25,000 fucking people there.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I saw videos. Yeah, and then this famous country star came in and played with him, sang a song yeah. with him. And, the guy lives in a trailer that's covered with a tarp that he said he bought at, like, Costco or something for, like, 100 and some fucking bucks. And you know, he's a GED, and he turned down $8 million. And John Rich from Big and Rich said it was probably a good thing, because if he would have signed, you would have never heard that song.
Again.
Because yeah. the record companies would have fucking buried it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, here's Carl Higbee. I remember a couple weeks ago I asked what happened to this guy?
Yeah.
And he's, now all of a sudden I'm seeing him again. This is a 5-minute clip, but just, I mean, just listen to what he has to say.
Okay.
Because it's spot on. All right, here.
Look, the political landscape is changing by the day. And it's not so much even left versus right anymore, but it's more normal versus elites. And if you're angry with the State of the Union, you're in good company. You're actually the norm. Nothing makes that more apparent than the song that rocketed to the top of the charts overnight, Rich Men North of Richmond. This is a song about an ordinary guy, middle of the road politically, who just basically said what we're all thinking. And he said it from the heart, talking about an elite uniparty that's running our country while everyone else suffers. Now, I've listened to this 100 times by now, and it resonates with me more and more every time. Rich Men North of Richmond got me wondering why I'm not more mad, actually. Mad that I pay taxes on a home that I already own, paid for by a paycheck I already paid taxes on, that I fix with materials that I buy and pay more taxes on when I purchase them, taxes that essentially have me working from January to June for free. You know, I was driving into work, listening to that song, thinking, look, I pay 50% of my income to government at various levels, and yet the bridge by my house has been closed for a year with not so much as a spray paint line on the ground or a start date. Yet, when I hit a pothole and get a flat tire on roads that I'm taxed to drive on, I have to wait on hold for hours sometimes to get a human only to tell me, sorry, we're not going to pay for your tire. I have no recourse. My dollars were 17 cents less than it was 2 years ago, but you don't reduce my taxes any. The government just burdens me. It's our problem to figure out where we're going to make up that other 17 cents. And the people who are supposed to be civil servants, who work for the taxpayers, they're rarely civil. Nor do I think they provide adequate service. Sorry, not sorry. They shut off your mics at town hall meetings and hang up on us when we yell at them for making a mistake. If I treated government the way they treated me, I'd be up to my eyeballs in fines and penalties. So yeah, that song resonates with me. The Pentagon loses $200 billion. No problem. We give pallets of cash to countries that hate us, millions on border walls, half a world away, but can't be bothered to help Texas. Not to mention, I'm angry that the average household is paying $700 more a month while we print trillions so they can go on their stupid government spending sprees. The rich men north of Richmond who want to take my gas stove to save the environment, they spent $930 million last year printing documents that were never read and they were just thrown away. But the government does this all the time.
No one is ever held accountable. That's what this song is about. It's about them lighting millions of dollars on fire to do things like study shrimp running on treadmills, yet can only muster $700 per person for the residents of Hawaii, who, by the way, just had their homes burned to the ground by a wildfire that was likely sparked by a downed wire from a company that spent most of its time trying to transition to green energy rather than operating a safe power grid. You mad yet? I am. This is our hard-earned money, confiscated tax money. And the same president whose son didn't pay a dime on $20 million of income just hired 87,000 new IRS agents, one of whom just shot a fellow agent by accident, by the way. They will string you and me up if we pay someone over $600 on Venmo. Please, Chuck Schumer, tell me more about why I should feel like you care. The same government that is telling me that I'm a domestic terrorist for being angry because I don't want my kids seeing drag shows in second grade, they just gave $80 billion of night vision, fully automatic weapons, helicopters, Humvees, you name it, to the Taliban. But those same fools don't want us to have an AR-15? Maybe that's why this song is trending. You ever think about that? Because they're letting thieves, drug dealers, and even murderers out on the street in Manhattan, but refuse to let me get a lawfully obtained gun permit so I can protect myself from those people. They will leak the names and addresses of the lawful gun owners in California, spy on Catholic churches, and lock up a grandmother who was waved into the Capitol building on January 6th without a trial for months. But yet Jeffrey, did he really kill himself, Epstein, was locked up for trafficking minors to apparently no one. Where's the list? Makes a ton of sense that this song is so popular, right? Maybe the people brushing off Oliver Anthony as some sort of redneck in the woods should actually listen to the song instead of criticizing it. Hell, maybe you rich men north of Richmond should listen to all of us instead of always explaining why you think we're wrong. Come on down from your ivory tower. Drive a truck. Run a chainsaw. Work in a mine. Probably change your tune. Because us law-abiding Americans who foot the bill for all this BS, we're tired of it. We're tired of being the first ones taxed and the last ones considered.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I watch it and I go, God damn, it's 5 minutes long. But I'm like, I got to do it because it is spot on.
Well, and that's the thing. That's where the song is resonating. There's a video online already of all these. I don't know if they're
podcasters. I saw it. Right. Yeah, and they're watching it, and majority of them are African American.
Right.
And the one with the girl was actually crying.
Well, even the couple guys were like getting tears in their eyes.
Yeah,
because it's true. Yeah. And his song is not about white men or you know, people.
It's about government.
It's about government. It's about everybody and how they're hurting all of us.
Right. And here's the thing is, so. Sampling, you know. So here's a guy, the Marine rapper.
Uh-huh.
He's already sampled it, but he's expanded on it. So listen.
Oh, I heard this one. Yeah.
Oh, here he goes. Now it's not gonna fucking play.
That's your internet. It's FBI, man. CIA.
They we can't let him. Don't let him play that one. It was working just a second ago. God damn it.
So regardless, you know.
Yeah.
This guy, his one song started it.
Mm-hmm.
I followed him on Spotify and listened to his music the other day out in the swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
Dude, all of his music is good.
Is it?
Oh, dude. He's got some good songs, and it's about his struggles.
Mm-hmm.
But he's down to earth.
Right.
You talked about that farmer's market. He said he spent 4 hours afterwards talking to people, signing autographs.
Yeah, he did not. He signed every autograph that was wanted and talked to everybody.
And, this guy, he doesn't realize what he just, you know, that one song just shot him to stardom.
Well, it's going to make him some money.
I'm glad he's smart enough not just to sign with the first agency.
Yeah.
Because John Rich is right. If he had done that,
You would have never heard from him again.
Right. Yep. So, anyways.
Yeah. So, anyways, so we've
blabbed on. Beat this horse.
Yeah. Long enough.
Yeah.
Today, so this week, so hey, we'll reach out to us on Twitter or X @ did we offend the letter U, We're on True Social at Did We Offend You, and you can email us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Like, share, and
follow. We need beer money.
Yeah, we need beer money. Follow.
Later.